Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, by Jeff Kinney, narrated by Ramon de Ocampo.
June. Friday. For me, summer vacation is basically a three-month guilt trip. Just because the weather's nice, everyone expects you to be outside all day frolicking or whatever. And if you don't spend every second outdoors, people think there's something wrong with you. But the truth is, I've always been more of an indoor person. The way I like to spend my summer vacation is in front of the TV, playing video games with the curtains closed and the lights turned off. Unfortunately, Mom's idea of the perfect summer vacation is different from mine. Mom says it's not natural for a kid to stay indoors when it's sunny out. I tell her that I'm just trying to protect my skin so I don't look all wrinkly when I'm old like her. But she doesn't want to hear it. Mom keeps trying to get me to do something outside, like go to the pool. But I spent the first part of the summer at my friend Rowley's pool, and that didn't work out so good. Rowley's family belongs to a country club, and when school let out for the summer, we were going there every single day, sunning ourselves in the lounge chairs with our cool sunglasses on, sipping our fruit smoothies. Then we made the mistake of inviting this girl named Trista, who just moved into our neighborhood. I thought it would be really nice of us to share our country club lifestyle with her. But 5 seconds after we got to the pool, she met some lifeguard and forgot all about the guys who invited her there. The lesson I learned is that some people won't think twice about using you, especially when there's a country club involved. Me and Rowley were better off without a girl hanging around anyway. We're both bachelors at the moment.